This is the 11th Shir Na'aveh Pesachim.
Now, the Rashi in Yivom Rebel, you also you have that expression, which made it more. Yivom is Yivom and also in Vishnun Yim. But Yivom is Yivom, so Rashi says, which made it more, means Kabbalah. Rabbi is Rabbi, the Rabbi is the Rabbi, the Rabbi. But in Vishnun Yim, Rashi says, which made it more, means the name is Hamedash. That's what which made it more. Now I'm mentioning that because in connection with the thesis, may I see the thesis mentioned, may I see it. What does thesis mean, may I see it? Alright, so, Mishmei Gemara, so, L'michach Inesh, now, here is mentioned here too, but here is the Amir here. It's not the Tanah here. L'michach Inesh Matzah U'mora Bada Adot, V'neich. So, one shouldn't eat the matzah in the morning at the very outset to get. Why? If you see a matzah in the morning, that's the way you pass it. Now, Bachar Yaakov holds that even matzah in the morning is the Rabbanon. But we don't pass it like a Bachar Yaakov. So matzah in the morning is the right, even though there is no test, because of this special mitzvah of there of the format. So, but morning is on the Rabbanon. Now, of course, Morei of Bizman HaZeh is certainly the Rabbanon. There is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Yerei. Bizman HaBayis, let's say, Tomei Diber HaKheiko, who was not Machriko on Pesach. So was he mechuyev to eat Morei on Yerayse? Or even then it's on the Rabbanon. So the Shita of the Yerei means, that where does the Gemara say that Morei is in the Rabbanon or only Bizman HaZeh? So where there is no confessor, but where there is a confessor, Bizman HaBayis, even in respect to one who was not much of a confessor, let's say Rechiko or Tomei, so but he was mechuyev to eat more with rice. That's the shita of the Rei. But the shita of the Rambam is that the pshat in more Bizman HaZeh the Rabbanon is because that. The whole mitzvah of Morei midraise is only in connection with the confessor. Al matzis umreiren yachlu. Now the pasuk al matzis umreiren yachlu that is mentioned in connection with Pesach Sheni. All right, but the pasuk in Be umreiren yachlu. Rochlo es agosav alayla hazeh sli eishu matzis al umreiren yachlu. So according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of, there is no mitzvah of Mora Bizmeatzma. Even Bizman HaBayis, there is no mitzvah of Mora Bizmeatzma. The only kiyum of Mora, even Bizman HaBayis, is together the confessor. Whether it has to be eaten mamish together or not together. So that's the machlekes of Hillel and the Rabbanon. But both agree, the Rabbanon and Hillel, that there is a mitzvah of eating Pesach together with matzah and more, whether it has to be like a sandwich together, or one right after the other. So that's the machlekes, but there is a mitzvah of together. So according to the Rambam, there is no separate mitzvah of more, only as part and parcel of the mitzvah of kompesa. So Mele, not only Bizman HaZeh is the Rabbanon, even Bizman HaBayis, if someone was not matzah the kompesa, he's not mechuyev to eat more. The shita of the Yerei is that only Bizman HaZeh, so is the Rabbanon. Only Bizman HaZeh is the Rabbanon. In other words, because it's just as Rav Acha ben Yaakov says, Ligabi Matzeh. So Rav Acha ben Yaakov says that Matzeh Bizman HaZeh is the Rabbanon. Why? Because when there is no Korban Pesach, there is no Chiyuv of Matzeh. But Rav Acha ben Yaakov will be made that Bizman HaBayis, Tomei b'derech Recheiko. So, who was not makhel mikom Pesach, he was still mechuyev min reise to eat because I smat. So, the aloche according to Rabbi Yaakov is only the bezrazeid rabbon. So, the Yireim says, what Rabbi Yaakov says in connection with matzeh, so we all say in connection with moreh. But this Malafais, where there was a confessor, even someone was not actually a confessor. So he was still required to eat more. That, and as a matter of fact, I don't know whether you have these Rambam, whether the Rambam see or have that, but there is the tshuva, the correspondence between Rabbi Mishael Rambam and Rabbi Meir Bavli. So they discuss that, because Rabbi Meir Bavli assumed like the Shite of the Yireim, that there is a chiyuv of Moreh mitzvah atzmeh. And the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, why doesn't he mention Moreh? Now Matzeh, he mentions in the Sefer HaMitzvah. Why? Because Matzeh, so you can say it's right. But Moreh, he doesn't mention as a separate mitzvah. And the Rabbi Meir Bavli was Matzeh on the Rambam. Why the Rambam doesn't mention Moreh? So Rabbi Avrom, the Rambam said, the reason is why the Rambam did not enumerate Moreh as a separate mitzvah, because there is no separate mitzvah of Moreh. It's only a part and parcel of Pesach. So there is correspondence between the Rabbi Avrom Neshel Rambam and the Mila Bavli. So they discuss that question. But, so that the machlekes is in regard to Tomei Vidar Vecheiko. But this man says, certainly there is only the Rabbi. So the Gemara says, Umbatulereise, man kanne die Schamesle mit dem Wackel so ist. So the Gemara mentions that there is a machlekes, whether mitzvah is in the Wackel so ist, or mitzvah is in the Wackel so ist. Who is that? But it says, it's a matter of said, that even those who say that mitzvah is in the Wackel so ist, so that is the reise, but the shoes. So one mitzvah is not the battle of another mitzvah, but the shoes is the battle. And the Rabbonon vis-a-vis the Reise is like the shoes. We have a mitzvah with the Reise. So maybe it is the battle. But who is the Rambam who says that mitzvah is the battle is Uezu? Hillel, the Tanya, Omrol of Al-Hillel, Shirokei Yechim Yivastach, Ve'ichon, Shenemar Al-Matzeh Shomreden Yechlu. Now, What does it mean Keichem Basachas? So Umgol of Al Hillel Shekichem Basachas. So the Rashbam says Pesach Matzumot. Pesach Matzumot. The Rambam mentions Matzumot when he mentions the mitzvah of Keirah. I mean the mitzvah of Keirah is not right. So he mentions Matzumot. Not Pesach Matzumor, but the Rashbam says Pesach Matzumor. Now, the Yerushalmi in Perek Aleph of Chale mentions that according to Hillel, so you have to be Kirat Pesach Matzumor. That's why you have to destroy it. Zichron Yiddish Hillel, Kino Yiddish Hillel, Yiddish Hillel, Yiddish Hillel, but the Kirat Matzumor, and some Agodes you'll find on the side Pesach Matzumor, because but that machlekes, whether the, according to Hillel it's Matzumorah or Pesach Matzumorah. So the Shita of the Rashbam is Pesach Matzumorah. Pesach Matzumorah. Now, why should we say just Matzumorah, not Pesach Matzumorah? So you can say very simply, just as Pshat in the Pasuk, why does Hillel say Kerech? Because of Matzeh some Hillel in Yechlu. So, now the Pasuk, in Balei Yisroel, בחיר זה השני בעבור סולים מן הבועלי, יעשו איסי, על מצי סומגרים נאכלו. על מצי סומגרים נאכלו. So, what's the pshat now? So according to Hillel, so the Yechlu has reference to what? Has reference to the compassion. Al-Matzei Sumgeirim Yechlu. Now, according to the Rabbanon, so there is no, now we see that there is a machlokes, whether, it, according to Hillel, so the Kira has to consist just of Matzei More or of Pesach Matzei More. Now, and the Rabbanon say that it doesn't have to consist of Kira altogether. Whether, according to the Rabbanon, so if you eat together, you're not becoming the mitzvah, or David, you are becoming the mitzvah. Well, that's a machlokes of Hashem. But there is certainly no chiyuv according to the Rabbanon to eat them together. Whereas, according to Hillel, there is a chiyuv, whether it's in Chachila or the Eved, but they're together machlokes of Hashem. So what's the pshat now? How does Hillel know that there is a loch of kerech, whether it's lacking the kerech, or it's only mitzvah in Chachila? So how does Hillel know? Because of Yechlu. So of Yechlu. So in other words, so what does it mean, Yechlu? Al matzei sumreirem Yechlu, so the Yechlu as reference to the kompesach. The Pesach should be al matzei sumreirem. What does it mean, al matzei sumreirem? On top of matzei sumreirem. On top of matzei sumreirem. So the Pesach should be, now, if we say that pshat, that this is how Hillel deduces his aloche of kerech, because al matzei sumreirem yechlu, and al is to be understood in the sense of on top of, so that means the kol, and yechlu has reference to the kol pesach, so that means the kol pesach is to be eaten on top of matzei sumreirem. What it means, the kol pesach is to be eaten on top of matzei sumreirem, like a sandwich. Now we talk Pesach, Matzah More. So then we have to say that according to Hillel, you have to eat Pesach Matzah More. Pesach Matzah More. Now, how is it according to the Rabbanon? According to Rabbanon, there is no halacha. There is no halacha of eating together. On the contrary, according to Menachem Sheni, if you eat together, you're not making a mitzvah. Or you're not mekayem lechatchila, but certainly there is certainly no chiyuv lechatchila to eat together mamesh. So how do they explain the Rabbanon of Hillel? How do they explain the pasuk al matzei sumreirim yoichlu? So that according to them, I mean the Ksav Sefer says it in Tshuva Pivot. I mean that's a double pasuk. I mean you see it from the Rishonim that according to the Rabbanon of Hillel. According to Rabbanon of Hillel, so the Yechleyu has reference to each meat. According to Hillel, so Al Matzei Sumreirim Yechlu, so the Yechlu has reference to the Pesach. The Pesach should be eaten on top of Matzei Sumreirim. But according to Rabbanon, there is no Aloch of Kerach altogether. So then the Yechlu means Yechlu has reference to each one. Not just to the Pesach, to the Matzah, to the Moreh. So Mimele, and what would Rabbanon do with the expression Al? Al Matzah Sumreirim? Doesn't Al mean Al on top of? But according to Rabbanon, there is no Aloch of Kerer. So the answer is that Al has two meanings. Al can mean on top of. So, and the Kimei HaShemayim Al Oretz. So what does it mean, Kimei HaShemayim Al Oretz? On top of. But, Voyo Kei Chosol Al Pal Gimoy. So what does it mean, that the tree is planted in the water? Did you ever see a tree planted in the water? So what does Mephoshim say? Kei Chosol Al Pal Gimoy means Somuch Limay. So Mimele, according to the Rabbonim of Yilel, Al Matzah Sumreirim Yechlu does not mean on top of Matzah Sumreirim. Should be eaten, but some of them. So there is no aloch of kerech. The al matzah sumreirim means some of them to matzah sumreirim. In other words, There has to be that combination. What it has, it doesn't have to be one on top of the other. Not here. To eat it, you don't have to eat them together, but it has to be some. So that's the pshat of Matzah v'Eichel. Now, if we say that according to Hillel too, so what has to be eaten as a sandwich? Only matzahs and more is not right. But the Pesach does not have to be eaten as a sandwich. And it's mashma, certainly many achrayim assume like that, but that's the Shittas Rambam, that according to Hillel, so what has to be eaten in the form of Kerach? Only the matzahs and the morer, but the Pesach not. Now, so the question is, what's the pshat in the pasuk? According to this pshat in Hillel, that only the matzah and the morer have to be eaten in Kerach, but the Pesach not. So then we cannot say, our matzah is unveiling the chlu on top of, that according to Hillel, it means, our matzahs and reyim yichlu on top of matzahs and moreh yichlu shall the Pesach be, because that would imply that the Pesach has to be eaten on top of matzahs and moreh. So the Pesach also is part of the kira, but the Rambam says only the matzahs and the moreh are part of the kira, but the Pesach is eaten b'fnei atzmo. So then we have to say if according to Hillel, so it's not Pesach matzah more away from the Yachad, but matzah more away from the Yachad. But matzah is eaten separately, so then we cannot say that according to Hillel, al has the meaning of on top of. But then we have to say that even according to Hillel, al is not to be understood in the sense of on top of, but in the sense of some of. Keichos al paldimoy. Keichos al paldimoy. So Hillel says, al. Somu, he eats the Korban Pesach. The Yochlu is referenced to Korban Pesach, but the Korban Pesach is eaten somu to the matzahs and merele. So in other words, why does the Torah say that the Korban Pesach is eaten somu to the matzahs and merele? Because the matzahs and merele are eaten together as a sandwich, but the Korban Pesach is not part of the kira. So the Torah says, al matzahs and merele yochlu. Somu to the matzahs and merele. The matzahs and merele is a unit. That's the form of kerach. So for the Korban Pesach is eaten somu to the matzahs and merele. Yoichlu. I mean, these are the pshatim in the pasuk. All right. Anyway, so the Gemara says, "Man tali b'shamus v'nisim v'aruz v'ezu hilo itanye omul aval yuel shirokeh chel v'asachat v'eichlo." Shenema al matzis em reirem yechlu. Matzis em reirem yechlu. Okay. Keichon, di vasachas, Pesach, matzis em bore, keichon bichachet. Vun keichon bichet. Yechlu. All right, don't think that the Rashi yechlu, the Rashi has referenced the other here. Omer Abir. Now this is a very complicated and confusing thing. All kinds of shot into the soil, all kinds of shot. Omer Abir. Chayukim olof chaveiro v'al hilo. Itanye yochel ye keichom bivasachas. Ve'echo. In other words, the rabbon achil kam et anhilo. So, how do we know? How does Rabbein can know that the rabbon achil am anhilo? Itanye yochel ye keichom bivasachas ve'echo. Ki dera she hilo ve'echo. Now, with leima, al matzis ovelim yechlu. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, so this vice represents the view of the Rabbanon, not of it. That's certain, I mean, that this is a certain, that according to Rabbi Yechanan, so this vice represents the view of the Rabbanon, because he said, so that means, who is saying this time? The Rabbanon of it. So our matzis v'reichu af yuzebich mi'atzmei v'zebich mi'atzmei. So yuchlu kol echot mi'atzmei. Mi'viksiv yeichu. So in other words, so from this Rashbam it's mashma that what the Ksav Seifa says in Tshuva Peivot is correct. In other words, that according to Hillel, so the yuchlu has reference the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach shall be eaten al matzis v'reichu. And according to Rabbanon, since the Torah doesn't say Yoichlo, if the Torah had meant the Kompesach Shemim, the Torah should say Yoichlo, and I would know what it means. But it says Yoichlo, Yoichlo, so that means that each one, Al Pesach, Al Matzeh Umereirin, next to, Somuch, to Matzeh Umereirin, so each one should be, one should be eaten next to each other, according to Rabbi. That's the chart of Yehud. So how do we know that Yehudu has reference to each meaning, to each one of the three meanings? Because not to the Pesach, as Yehud says, because if the Kavodah Satorah had been that, if the Torah had reference to the Kavodah Pesach, the Torah should say Yehud. כולם לא נאמר מיקסיד יאיחו, ואמר את זה לא פסח קוי, תכסיד מיור בוחו סבור סבור על הזה. אורי, so, מצפי פלור הבאש, יוחם מה יחיד? זה לא סבור קש. נרבי יאיחם נסה, זה תחיל כאילו לא תחיל לא פעולה. And how does Rabbi Yechon know that Chil Tov Chavi Ravali? Well, from this price, so that means that this price is expressive of the Rabbonon. Now, according to the way the Rashbam explains it, that the Ramban in Muhammad says another pshat, but according to Rashbam, and according to Rabbi Yechonen says, Chilkin olof chavir avalira. So what does it mean? Chilkon chavir avalira. In other words, whereas Hillel says that you have to eat that b'keirach, so the chachomim achilich, and they hold, no, it has to be eaten dafke shaloy al b'keirach. Shaloy al b'keirach. That's the pshat of Chilkon chavir avalira. Not as Hillel did. Keichom basachas. That's not the proper thing. Keichom basachas. So, but and Rabbi Yechonen says that the price is expressive of Hillel's view, of the Rabbonim's view, which is contrary to Hillel. In other words, that you can't eat it in the form of keirah. But the price says afilu zebit miatzmei. But monefsher, if the price is expressive of the Rabbonim's view, and the Rabbonim's view is, according to Rabbi Yechonen, that it cannot be eaten in the form of Kerach. You cannot eat it in the form of Kerach. You have to eat it separately. So, if you have to eat it separately, so why does the Bible say, Afilu zebifnei atzmei? Afilu has the connotation. Not only is it good if you eat it in the form of Kerach, but even if you eat it separately, it's also good. No, but according to Rabbanon, only separately, in the form of Kerach, it's no good. That's the cash. Elo Marabash, Haitane Hochekton, Yochei lo yoytzi behem lechevose, Elo yikeichon mivasachas, Yeichon, ki derech shvile leichon, Talmud leimar, al matzeh somrinim yichlu, apilu zevich yatzeh yatzeh. Now, this is our girsi, but the Balamoyah's Gersin is Elo Maravashe, Haitame, Hillel, Vihochekva. That's the Gersin of the Balamoyah. Elo Maravashe, Haitame, Tame, the Hillel, Vihochekva. Yochei Reyter Chavosei, Elo Yikin Keirchom Basachas, Veichlon, Kidera Shibla Leichlon, Talmud Leima, Al Matzei Sumreirim Yechlu, Afi Mezebif Niatzmei, Mezebif Niatzmei. Now let's see what the pshat Migmor is according to Balamoyah's Gils. So in other words, Maskif Bo, so in other words, Rabbi Yechonen assumed that this price is expressive of the Rabbon. Rabbi Yechonen assumed that this price is expressive of the Rabbon. Now, if it's expressive of the Rabbon, and Rabbi Yechonen said, now, the way the Balamoyah explained it. So Rabbi Yechonen said that Chilkin olof chaviro bal Hillel, In other words, and according to the Rabbonim of Hillel, so it has to be eaten separately. And Kerach and Atin kind of meat in the Eret. That's the Balamoya Shiva. That according to the Rabbonim of Hillel, so Dafke separately. But al the Kerach, in the Eret, you are not becoming the meat. And this is what Rabbi Yechanan says. Chilkino Chavir of Alilo, because Hillel, because what was mentioned about Hillel? Hillel didn't say anything. It was only Hillel's practice was mentioned. So now his Hillel's practice was to eat it in the form of Kerach. So that's the proper thing. So Chilkino Chavir of Alilo, that's not the proper thing. And even there, you're not becoming the mitzvah according to the Rabbanan Hillel. Why? Because mitzvahs is mevatle zuezu. Mitzvah vatle zuezu. So, it's chilkin or chavir of Hillel. And which vice is expressive of the Rabbanan of Hillel? This vice of Yochel Nikichon Basachas. Now, so, Talmud Leimar, Almatzis of Leimar Chlu, Afimu Zebif Neatzmei, Vizebif Neatzmei. Now, so how does Rabbi Yechanan himself, all right, that's Rabash's kashi, but how does Rabbi Yechanan explain the price? According to Rabbi Yechanan, so this price is expressive of the Rabbanan of Hillel, and the Rabbanan of Hillel, according to Balamoyim, hold that you cannot even be mikayim the mitzvah in the form of Kerach, according to Rabbanan of Hillel. Dafke, separately. So why do the Rabbanan of Hillel say afilu? So the Balamoyim will have to say, I mean the Balamoyim himself doesn't mention it, but others say it, and the Balamoyim also have to explain it that way, that the afilu is mentioned in the Braise according to Rabbi Yechanan, because of Hillel. In other words, Enoch Nam, according to this Braise is expressive of the Rabbanan of Hillel. And the Rabbanan of Hillel hold that mitzvahs mevatle zuezu, so we may all take care of you're not even the kind of meat. So that is the Bifnei Atzmei, is the Bifnei Atzmei. And how the Kerach not. So why does he say, why does he use the Lashon Afilu? In other words, because they are addressing themselves to Hillel. You, Hillel, you say that the proper thing is al the Kerach. No, we are Chilek on you. The proper thing is not al the Kerach. The proper thing is Dafke separate. Dafke separate. But al-de-kerach not. So the youth, the price uses the Lashon Afilu. In other words, not as you say, Dafke al-de-kerach is the proper thing. No, the proper thing is not Dafke al-de-kerach. Afilu zebif ne'atzev v'atzvei. But in Achaname, and according to the Rabbanon, so it has to be Dafke separate. Dafke separately. But that's the Eichat and the Rosh. So this is what Rabashe is, according to Baramoyah. Master Rabashe, Yehoche Mayafil. Mayafil. So you shouldn't use Afil, since he doesn't agree. It's all right. It would be all right for the Rabbanon to use Afil because of him. You, he will say that the proper thing is Dafke al Dekerach. We say, no, not only is the proper thing al Dekerach, but there is another proper way of fulfilling the mitzvah. Separate. But since according to the Rabbonon of Hillel, so Dafke separately, so they shouldn't use the expression Afilu because they are addressing themselves here. But the Rabbi Yechanan himself explains the Afilu in that sense. Because they are addressing themselves to Hillel, and Hillel emphasizes Kerach, so, and they don't emphasize Kerach, on the contrary, Kerach is no good according to the Rabbanon, so they say, they use the Lashon Afilu. So it's a Deichat. That's what Ravashe says. Master Ravashe, Yochel Mayafilu. Elo Maravashe, Hai Tane Bihilu, Vyochel. This is the Balmoyah's years. Yochel Yetzib and Chavose, Elo Yitain, Keichon Basachas Leichon, Kiderech Shehila Leichon, Tamulima, Almatis and Rivim Yichlu, Akimu Zebik Niatzmei, Vizebik Niatzmei. So that means, the Ravashe says, that this vice is expressive of Hillel. But, according to Hillel, So it's only a lechatchile. A lechatchile al bekerach. But the Eved, he's the kind of mitzvah even before. So in other words, the sheet of the Balamoya is that according to the Rabbanon of Hillel, so al bekerach, even the Eved it's no good. Because the Rabbanon of Hillel hold mitzvah the batel zoezu. And Hillel holds that mitzvah same batel zoezu. So the Eved is certainly good. Not only the Eved is good, but there is a l'chatchile to eat it al bekerach. But the Eved, he can be mekayim the mitzvah even so. That's the sheet of the Rambam in the Rambam. Now let's see how the Rashbam explained the Gemara. The Rashbam did not have the Rambam's hearsay. He was hearing Elo Maravashi Hai Tane Tane Dinuilu Hovachek Tane. But he was hearing Elo Maravashi Hai Tane Hovachek Tane. So Maski Maravashi. ומי הוא חיוקי לא לא חבירו כרבי יחנן אבל יהוק חמיש עמי then the next right time we need to learn the book השתו לא יתמה הילך את הלוי כי הוא לא יתאבה לא היא מבורך על אחיל הסמאת ויוח ועוד המבורך על אחיל הסמור ויוח ועוד האוכל מעצם לחצה ברדוד ולא יתאוכל זה יכול להיות השיר so the Rashbam says here מעצבי בו רבשו ומי אוכל כמו לא חברו, כרבי יחנן, אבל לא אוכל לשמן. So in other words, so רבי אשר agrees with רבי יחנן, that רבונו נחיליק, החיליק הנהילה. In other words, רבונו נחיליק הנהילה. והש לדוליק מהיל חסלוי כאילו עבוד רבונו. דו רבונו דברייסה, מידה להילל, דקרי חנה משאפה במה. אבל רבי יחנן, Koma, mitlik alei der Rabbonu ligamre. So ligamre les mitlikata. So, in other words, so from the Rashbam it's mashma, that there is a machlekes. That there is a machlekes in regard to Hillel, now there is a machlekes v'sheni. In regard to Hillel, shite, and there is a machlekes v'sheni in regard to Rabbonu shite. There are some v'sheni who say that Hillel's requirement of Kerach is nikuvet. Even the Eved, he will not be the kind of mitzvah for Matzah Semreel and Yechlu without Kerech, if he eats them separately. The Arishayim, I mean that's the Shite of the Rambam in Muhammad, that even the Eved, it will be Ma'akit, Kerech is Ma'akit. Kerech is Ma'akit. Because it's Exer Sakosu of Yechlu. The Arishayim will say that Hillel requires Kerech only the Chathile, but the Eved, he'll be Mikayim the mitzvah even without care. Of course, according to Baramoyer's Kirsay, so it's in Gemara for Eshes, Elo Maravashe, Hai Tane Tane Gehilo Lulvor Eketorne, Yochel, Lo Yeitzem Lechavos Mekin Keicho, Talmud Leim Amatir Rila, Afu Zeb Natsme Atzme. So he himself says, Afu Zeb Ifne Atzme, Zeb Ifne Atzme. So, but, even the Rishenim who are Geres, the way we are Geres, who do not except the Balamoyas girls, I can't tell you. Some of these Rishenim also say that the Eved is not Vyati. But the Rishenim will say that the Eved is not. Then there is a Machlekes Rishenim in regard to the Rabbonon. What did the Rabbonon say? Do the Rabbonon hold the Dafke separately, but not separately, al Bekerach, it's Vyati, the Eved, you're not becoming the Mitzvah, because the Rabbonon hold Mitzvah Mivatle Izu Ezu. Or the Rabbanon also agree that mitzvah same vatel ezu ezu. Mitzvah vatel ezu. So according to the Rabbanon, you can be mikayim the mitzvah of Pesach matzah umore in two ways, either in the form of kerech or by eating each one separately, one next to the other. So there is a machlokes v'sheni on that. Now, so what's the Rashbam shita in regard to Hillel? So it's mashma, it's not mifuresh, but from the Loshen of the Rashbam, the Diuk HaLoshen of the Rashbam, it's mashma, that is, according to Hillel, so Kerach is Me'ak. Kerach is Me'ak. We'll soon see him. That's from the Diuk HaLoshen. I mean, like the Mechamis. The Mechamis spells it out, and the Rashbam doesn't spell it out, but it's mashma. that he agrees with the Muhammad, the Rashbam, that according to Hillel, so Kenach is Miyachid, because it's a special Zerzakos of Yochlu. And Yochlu means that it has to be eaten on top of Matzah Mor, on top of Matzah Mor. So, and the Yochlu has reference to the Pesach. That's the Rashbam Shita. But what's the Rashbam Shita in connection with the Rabbanon of Hillel? So there is a Machlokes Rishayim. Some Rishayim say, the Rambam says, that according to Rabbanon of Hillel, so either form is alright, because the Rabbanon of Hillel also agree with Hillel that mitzvahs any battles do it. Mitzvahs any battles do it. So you can be kind of mitzvah either way, either in the form of Kerech or in the form of Zebif Ne'atzmei, Zebif Ne'atzmei. And then the Shite, and then there is the Avishayim who say that according to the Rabbonon, you can be kind of mitzvah. Ketan mitzvah only when you eat them separately. But if you eat them together, so mitzvah is mevat lezuezu, you're not eating ketan mitzvah. And that is the shita of the Baal HaMoed. That according to Rabbonon, it's miyakim dafke separately. Now the shita of Teisa is actually they are three shitas. There is the shita of the Rambam in Lechameis, that according to the Rabbonon, so you can be counting the mitzvah either way, and there is no preference, because the Rabbanon also agree with Hillel that mitzvahs and matzahs were so. The only machlekes between the Rabbanon and Hillel is Hillel holds that there is a mitzvah of kerach liikuveh, and the Rabbanon says there is no mitzvah of kerach, neither liikuveh nor lechatchilah, So the Meile, according to the Rambam, so you can be mikayim, according to Rabbanon of Hillel, you can be mikayim the mitzvah either way, either in the form of kerach or in the form of zebif nasilef natsme, and there is no preference, there is not even lechatchile of zebif nasilef natsme. Then there is the shita of the Baal HaMoed, and one washing the miri, that according to Rabbanon of Hillel, so you cannot be mikayim the mitzvah in the form of kerach, because mitzvah is mivakli zuezu. Then there is the shita of Teitzves, that according to the Rabbanon of Hillel, so lechatchile it has to be separately, lechatchile. But the Eved Yamikayim, even in the form of Kerach. So actually that is. Now, the shita of the Rashbam, so is mashna in regard to Hillel, that it's not. There is a deal. And then in regard to the Rabbanon, so it's mashma from the Rashbam that in connection with the Rabbanon of Hillel, so that's the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Ashi. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan come out the pligali the Rabbanon gam veles lechrechepa. In other words, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanon of Hillel hold that you cannot even be kind of mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Moreh if you eat them in the form of Kerach. But according to Rav Ashi, so you can be Mikayim either way. Because the Rashbam is not here, does not have the gear of Moreh. So he says, Elom Rav Ashi, Hai Tane Hochek Tone, Yochel Yitzur Gavosim Kekeicho Basach Azreichon Kedashir Yoyo, Talmila Matzidri Yerichu, Avuzef Nasim Zeviz Natsmei. So, and it's expressive of the view of the Rabbanon, according to the Rashbam's Yer say. And he says, and the price, according to Rav Ashi, says, Avuzevich Neatsmei, Vizevich Neatsmei. So that means that according to Rav Ashi, the Rabbanon of Yer say that you can be Mikayim the mitzvah either way, either in the form of Kerach or in the form of Zevich Neatsmei. Whereas according to Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanon of Yer holds that you can be mikayim the mitzvah only al yidei zebif ne'atzmei, from the zebif ne'atzmei. This the Rashbam says in so many words. Do rabbonim di b'raise meidu hila, di krich nami shapadomi, ado reb yeichen koma, di flige. So what do you mean rabbonim di b'raise? That means the way Rav Ashi explained the b'raise. Ado reb yeichen koma, di flige alei di rabbonim li gam the lesson of the koma. You cannot even be mikayim the mitzvah. That's the Rashbam. All right. Now let's see the cases. Osser war der Rabbon und Bartel Masel reist. Wie kommt ich denn? So die Gemorre sagt, that Lollichre, ich matze Mora bei der Doch. Why? Because Matze in der Reise Mora ist Rabbon, so Mora der Rabbon ist mit Bartel der Masel reist. Aber viele Madoma haben mit sich in der Waffe. So, so, so das mit Reise der Reise. Aber Reise der Rabbon muss der Rabbon Bartel reist. Osser war der Rabbon und Bartel Masel reist. Wie kommt ich denn? Die Roy haben wir. Ach, du mit Rabbonon, die Vater oder Mas? Of course, that's common sense. Because the reason is why mit Rabbonon ist mit Vater in Reise. Because from the point of view of mit Reise, so mit Rabbonon ist Rishus. So certainly, if it's Rishus, Mamesh, not even mit Rabbonon. So it's certainly mit Vater in Reise. It means, die Mas bekam, wie hoch die Schore war, kenne ich, Matze mit dem Alles, wo Josef Sonnen und Vater oder Matze, that's what I'm Noches and what I'm Matze. And they said, they aim in Absolim. So the question is, how can you put in the Matze, in the Potsim, how can you put in Psomim, spices, but then, so it will have the time of the Psomim also. So when one will read the Matze, so the time of the Psomim should be Mivate, the time of the Matze, Umivate or Matze. So the answer is, there it's very slight. They have so much of a mood. With the boy came such a osku, shosku, matzo mit the bellows, bishim rashi, abi yom machin, bishim de chamer. So in other words, so rashi asserts putting in of something in the matzo for a different reason. It's nothing to do with matzo mitzvah. I mean, calling me a pesach, because it's machmit. If you put in psalmim in the matzi, in the botzei, so then it's machmit. So this is his chelik and chelik. That's another idea that has nothing to do with our Elomar, ein yirek epirush atentres, di mishabeish rav ashe b'yuxed ravir. So in other words, according to the Rashbam, so rav ashe is chelik and ravir. And according to the Rashbam, what's the machlekes? Between Rabbi Yechanan and Rav Ashi, because Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so the Rabbonon amin both Rabbi Yechanan and Rav Ashi both agree that this price of Yochel Yikechom Basachas, Yikechom Basachas, represents the view of the Rabbonon, and that they both agree. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, so the Rabbon of Hillel say that you can be kind of the mitzvah dafke al b'dizeh b'fnei atzmei b'dizeh b'fnei atzmei, but not in the form of kerach. And according to Rav Ashi, so the Eved, according to the Eved, not dafke the Eved. Now that stays a shit, I mean. But according to the Rashbam, so the Rabbi Yechanan says, it's according to Rashbam, Rabbi Yechanan Ali the Rabbonon says that you can be mikayim the mitzvah dafke through ze b'fnei atzmei, ze b'fnei atzmei, and Rav Ashi says that you can be mikayim the mitzvah either way. There is no preference. So Rav Ashi is mishabish to Rabbi Yechanan, because according to Rabbi Yechanan. So the Rabbonim say that only Zebifni Atzim, Zebifni Atzim. So he says that in Yirat Yirash HaKuntas, Sha'aritei Magi Abraise, Apu Lechaser, Pmishonu Magi, Kam Apu Lechaser, Pmishonu Magi, Kam Abraise, Mimishabish Dib Rabbi Yechanan. After all, Rav Ashi also agrees with Rabbi Yechanan that this Braise is expressive of the view of the Rabbonim. So why does he have to be chilek and the Yechanan? All he has to do is just to be mishale the loshon of the price. Elo Rav Ashi matzkif avnei hayeshiva, v'miforshe the chilek in Rabbono, v'asre lichre. So what does it mean, bnei hayeshiva? What do you mean, where the tesis get bnei hayeshiva here? Now, the Rambam in Milchameis, the Rambam is not so explicit, but the Ramchal is more explicit in the pshat of the Ramban. So, but it's the Ramban's pshat. So the Maram Chalev mentions in the name of the Rambam that now the Rambam shitting is that the Tfilah himself requires dafke kerach likub. According to the Rabbonim, that you should either dafke tzedek la'aseh ma'atzmei. Either way, is all right. That's equally good. But so, what's the machlokes between Hillel and the Rabbonim according to the Mohammedans? According to Hillel, so there is a niku dafke in kerach, because there's the pshat in yochlu dafke in the form of kerach. And if tzedek la'aseh ma'atzmei, you can't live it. The Rabbonim say Yechlu doesn't imply that it has to be Dafke al Kerach. It can be either way, and either way is equally good. But the question is how can the Rabbonim of Hillel say that either way is good, but Hillel is the one who more says that mitzvah is in battle is resumed. The implication being, man tan the shamus for mitzvah is in battle is resumed. Hillel, the tanya of Allah. So the implication is that the rabbonim of Hillel are here, and they hold mitzvah is in battle is resumed. If mitzvah is in battle is resumed, how can it be kind the mitzvah is from Kerech? So it's mitzvah is in battle is resumed. So he says, Enoch and Amor, Rabbine, Mishvei Dimore, that the maybe some average. As Rashi in Dushi says, the Shmid Gemara means maybe some average. So that's Rabbine. Omer Rabbine, Omer Rabbi Shalashie. Rabbi Rabbi Nos, Hocher Omer Hilo, the Shmid Gemara. And what it means, Shmid Gemara, the maybe some average. So Rabbine, in the name of the maybe some average, the Shmid Gemara, he holds that only Hillel holds mitzvahs mevatle zoez. Because Hillel says it explicitly. How you came here? Matzamore, Kirpesa Matzamore. So we just see that Hillel obviously holds mitzvah matzah zezu. The Rabbonon don't say anything to the contrary. So Rabbine said, Mishmeti Gemore, that Mantane, the Mishamedra said, Mantane, the Shamisle mitzvah say the matzah zezu, Hillel. That means that Rabbine assumed that only Hillel holds mitzvah matzah zezu. Machenke, the Rabbonim of Hillel, they hold mitzvahs. Only Hillel holds mitzvahs in the Vatel Zezu. Machenke, the Rabbonim of Hillel, they hold mitzvahs in the Vatel Zezu. Mimele, according to the Rabbonim of Hillel, you cannot even be kind of mitzvah in the form of Kerech. But this is Matzik Lo Rabash. Not Matzik Lo Rabash, the Rabban says. Not Matzik Lo Rabash. Against Rabbi Eichanan, as the Rashbam explains, but Matzik Lo Rabash against Rabbine, against the Bnei B'Samedrash, it's Rabbine Mishmedi Gemor. So, against the Bnei B'Samedrash, so, because Rabbine implied Mantan, the Bnei B'Samedrash, and this is the Pshat in Tesis, when Tesis says, El Rabash Matzik Fabnei Mishmedi. So it's like the Ramban. On that point it's like the Ramban. The Tesis Shita is not like the Ramban at all. But on that point it's like the Ramban. So in other words, because Rabbine said the Bnei Bnei Samedrash. So they said, Man Tane Bishamesle, Mitzvah Vatle Zuezu Hillel. The implication being that the Rabban of Hillel, they hold that Mitzvah Mivatle Zuezu. Oh, Hillel is the only one who says Mitzvah Mivatle Zuezu. But the Rabban of Hillel holds Mitzvahs mevatlei zoezu. Mitzvahs zoezu. So maskif lo rabashe. Yehoche. Mayafilu. This vice, if you are going to assume that as Rabbine says, Mishmei Digmor, that the core is the Rabbonim of here. So mitzvahs in Vatos Jezu, so one cannot be Mikayim even the Evede mitzvah in the form of Keirach. But here, the price which is expressive of the Rabbonim, and Rabbi Yechel himself says that it's expressive of Rabbonim. Chayukinol of Chaveiro Balilel, Ditanye. So the price which is expressive of the view of the Rabbonim, saying so many words, Afu Zebif Le'atli, Zebif Le'atzmei. And this vice, so that means that the Rabbonon say in effect that you can be kind the mitzvah in two forms, either in the form of Kerer or in the form of Zebif Le'atzmei. So it's a kashe against Rabbine, which may be more. This is what Tesis means. El Rabashe must be Avnei Yeshiva. That's Rabbine, which may be more. That's Avnei Yeshiva. The Mephoroshe, the Chayuti Rabon, the Astralikre, because Rabbina Mishmei Gemore, Mishmei Bnei Yeshiva. So he says that only he will hold Mitzvah in Vatel Zezu, but the Rabbonim of him will hold Mitzvah in Vatel Zezu. So the Mele, it's also to do it on the Kerech. You will not be Mikayim the Mitzvah if you do it on the Kerech. But this Brayse, which is expressive of the view of the Rabbonim, and Rabbi Yechel also, I mean, Rabbi Yechelen and Rabashe, they both agree that it's expressive of the view of the Rabbonim. So this vice says in so many words, Afiu Zebif Ne'atz, Zebif Ne'atz Mei. So it's a kash against Rabbi Yechelen, but it's no kash against Rabbi Yechelen. There is nothing wrong with Rabbi Yechelen. So, El Rabashe Maski Fabne Yeshive, the Mephoroshe, the Chilke Rabbonim, the Asra Likre, because the Rabbonim, the Bnei Yeshiva hold, that the Rabbonim of Hilo hold, that Mitzvahs Mevatel Zuezu, din kei may afilu el rabonim sam di bechol inyan mitzvos bein al de kriche bein kol echad levade bein kol echad levade u plik ahilel di matzvich lik bo de na tchevi kamera agavim velo di nachte rabonon afilu di nachte also the question is so why do we say afilu nach der Abono, nach Dilo, Mishum Hilo. Mishum Hilo. Because the Losh, so nach der Abono, nach Dilo, Mishum Hilo. Wie im Thema, Minolon, Bisova, Hilel, Temi Vakelis. How do I know that Hilel holds that Temi Vakelis? Temi Vakelis. Dilo, Shana, Hoch, and Gola, Kro. Because here the Abono say, Al-Matis, Umreiren, Yechlu. Atmu Zebifni Atmei, Vizebifni Atmei. So what's the Raya? So in other words, so it's a Xeros HaKosm. It's a Xeros HaKosm. That it can be Mikayim Mitzvah. So he has the Kashe. How do we know that he will hold that Mitzvah say Mibatlei, in Kovatere Kule, Dio Meshano Hoche, Do Golekho, the Golek Ro, because there is a mitzvah of Matzis and Reyon Yechlu, and they call it to Hillel, so what does Yechlu mean? That means on top of Matzah and Moreh, in the form of Kerech. So it's a special Zeros HaKosel. But generally speaking, maybe Hillel will agree that mitzvahs is Mivakli to Ezo. Vei, Hol Rabbonon Nami Mivakli. According to Rabbonon, Rabbonon also say that it's a Mivakli. Doing kol chonami yotz. So mimele, how can we say there is a machlekes between Hillel and Rabbonon as to whether it's mivatleis or not mivatleis? Yesh leima, miviso baruch hatchila yesh leimitrei, uvidevet nofi kilikorich, imkein bialme mivatleis. Because Hillel says that Lechatchile he has to be careful. But the Eved, his Yeitze, that stays a sheep. That the Eved, Hillel is made it, that he's Yeitze. Uvi the Eved, Nofi Keloi Korich, in Cain, Bial Nei Mivakle. So we have to say that Hillel generally holds that we need to say Mivakle. Because Ibi Mivakle, in Cain, is Lechko Lehatet Riche. Vileima, the hoch eloi mevakle. In kach le rabonon. In eike krobi di eved, שמיינון דיבאלמה מבטלת. שמיינון דיבאלמה מבטלת. וישענו הוכה דיגורת. עכשיו, so תייסה שיטה is unique. I mean, תייסה שיטה is בין לגבי הילה and בין לגבי דרבנון, so you can be מקיים במצרים either way. So according to Hillel, you can be mikayim the mitzvah. You can be mikayim the mitzvah even without terech. But there is exeras hakosu for fiyachlu that lechatzchila it has to be al terech. And according to Rabbanon, you can also be mikayim the mitzvah either way. You can be mikayim the mitzvah either way. So that way, so the Rabbanon. So the Rabbono the maker of God be ever Shmalimon be alm mevatlet. So in Korah Tere Kume so mitzvei is mevatlet zu ezu. So if we didn't have a special Tere Sakosu, so he shouldn't even be able to be mekayim the mitz. He shouldn't even be able to be mekayim the mitz. But there is a Tere Sakosu. There is a special Tere Sakosu of Almatis Umreirim Yechlu that you can be the kind of mitzvah even while the Kerech. Even while the Kerech. Now let's see the Rambam. I mean, we have to see the Rambam in order to understand Tesis Shittele. Now the Gemara says here. That Hashli Loyitma Hilchas Eloiki Hilo Eloiki Rabbanon. So Mivorech Lachilas Matze Viochil Vod Mivorech Lachilas Mori Viochil Vod Ochel Matze Vichasem Adode Loi Broch Hazeh Ol Yishir. So Elo Mivorech Teisis Elo Mivorech Matze Viochil Mivorech Hamor Imo Yoker Shneir Yachat Tiro. Why couldn't he at the very outset eat matzah and more together? Because if he did that, havos and more the rabbanon umbatul matzah. So then it wouldn't be good according to everybody, even according to Hillel. Vimo yoichel matzah v'lo yimor etchilo. Suppose kishu yokeich en hakach ose matzah derishus umbatul more the rabbanon. But it was so basically was valid by kashe. All right, he has to eat first kadayis matzah. But why does he have to eat first the kadayis matzah, then the kadayis morah? Then kerech, let him eat first the kadayis matzah, and then eat kerech. So he says, "Mimo yechol matzah d'lo yimor atchilo, kishol kerech nahakach, ose matzah d'rishus, u'mivatel mo'ad rabon, u'mivatel rabon, u'mi u'iyah mekayim u'om ki'ilel, ha'vavir noch, matzah l'chute, v'yodo matzah u'more, v'kirche, ki mishetzor v'asi ish d'rabon, v'kirche d'ilel, ha'v d'rabon d'rabon." Rabbon. So it's not Rivate, according to him. Now, the Rambam says, in the Ches, Milches Chomet to Maske, Aloch and Boy, he says, so in the middle of Aloch and Boy, he says, V'hakach kerech matze u'borer ke'achas, u'mitaber b'chareises, u'miborech בואו חטא בשם רכים מלאכות של זה יצבו להכיר לסמצה של בלרים ואיכו so the Rambam is referenced to בזמן הבית when there is a confession ואימו חלמצה בפני עצמי ומו בפני עצמי מבורך על זה בפני עצמי ועל זה בפני עצמי and then he says נאו חזאי והכך מבורך בואו חטא בשם רכים מלאכות של זה אשר כדישון הוא במצווי זו יצבו להכיר לסמצה ואיך הוא פסח, נגיד את הפוס התחילו, ומבורך לבורך אתה לשם הוקים ומבורך לא, אשר כשון נמצא יסר בצורה, ואחיל את הפסח, ואיך הוא נגוב לשם פסח. אורי, so the Rambam says, כוס מראי, זה על זה הוא כאילו, מכל מוקים זה עשית הוא הביא. So he has two questions. First of all, why does he pass for a kilo? Because he says, בורך אתה לשם הוקים ומבורך לא, ואחכך, כי נחמצו ומבורך יחס. Now it's a court that I want to be like, so it's not yet. It's not yet. And then, so in other words, he passed the kilo. So that itself is difficult. Why should he pass the kilo? The Gemara says, ואז אחד מתברים כזה, לא יהיה לו לא יקבל עונסו, יתבוא לי גיחה, הוא ידע דהלוכי יתבקיר על רבו. So that's one question. Then, assuming that דהלוכי יתבקיר על, דהלוכי יתבקיר על, so why does he say, that's what the Rabbit means, מקום מוקים זה עשי גם לדייק. So what do you say? Vimochel matzim ifni hatzim vore, vini hatzim vore, chalzim mitnachel vini hatzim. The Rambam implies that he has an alternative. I mean, he can choose. There are two ways how he can do it. Either he eats matzim vore together, or he eats matzim separately and more separately. So that's not like Hillel. Moreshech, if you pass him like Hillel, so the Rambam should say, just that he has to eat matzah more, and then the Rabbi Kavone could say, be something else too. Because the Rambam, he said, when he mentions Kerach, he mentions only Bizman Abayis matzah more together, not Pesach matzah more. So the Rabbi Hasogi could also include this Hasogi. Mikomo Kim Zeh Asega Lidik, Monefshach, if he does pass my killer. So why does he say that he takes matzah and morer, and then he eats the Pesach separately? Let him say, he takes matzah and morer and Pesach and eats all of them together. So it's all part and parcel of the Asogis Raya. Alright, now then the Rambam is Raya. So the Rambam is complete this way. Then the Rambam says, Aloche Ches. So Aloche Vov, Aloche Zayin, a reference to Zman Abayis. Aloche Ches is a reference. Bizman Azeh, Sheim Shom Kol Macher, Shem Vore Chameitzi Lechem. אחשם שיש מה זה שיש מקום אחשם בבורי המיצי לכם חי זה ירו מבורי חלכי לסמת חי זה מבורי חלכי לסמת הוא מתאבר מצו בחרי צזויך וחי זה ירו מבורי על אחי לסמורי הוא מתאבר מורי בחרי צזויך הוא איש איזה בחרי צזויך שמדבר תמיד עם זה זוי וחי זה וכי לך מצו מורי אתה אומר שדרם בא מן הלוח אחרי סימן שאינקורפורטד לא אספיס אבל גמורי has to eat mahil chesavoy ki lo loik avon. But the question is, monashah, if, so in other words, it's a sophic, whether the aloch is like Hillel, the aloch is like avon. So why did he give him the alternative in Zman Abayis? So the Rambam apparently distinguishes between Zman Abayis and Zman Abayis. Now, I don't think that I have the time to explain completely this Rambam. But one thing, I mean, I just want to mention that the Rambam, it's difficult to assume there are some who say that the Rambam pastens completely like the Rabbanim. This is what the Rosh Hashanah says. That the Rambam pastens completely like the Rabbanim. And he mentions the Yerushalmi Chalek. You look up the Yerushalmi Chalek and Chalek. So he says that the Rambam pastens completely like Rabbanan Avila. Completely like Rabbanan Avila. And that's why the Rambam pastens that the Kerech consists only of Matzis and Moreh in Rabbis, not of Pesach Matzis and Moreh. Now the Yerushalmi Chale says in some words like the Rashbam here, that according to Hillel, so you have to be Kerech Pesach Matzis and Moreh. Pesach Matzis and Moreh. So why does the Rambam say that he's Kerech only Matzah Morer? So the Hashulchan says the Rambam passes like Rabbanan Avila. Like Rabbanan Avila. And according, so in other words, and the machlekes between the Rabbanan, this is what the Hashulchan says. That according to the Rambam, so the machlekes between the Hillel and Rabbanan Avila, it consists in the question as to whether you can be Kerech Pesach Matzah Morer. So he mentions the Yerushalmi Chalet and Chalet. That the Yerushalmi says that the Rabbanan of Hillel, that's how it's much of Yerushalmi, that the Rabbanan of Hillel hold mitzvahs mivakel zuezu only when it's two against one. In other words, Hillel says mitzvahs ein mivakel zuezu even if it's two against one. So Hillel was kerech Pesach Matzah Morer. Hillel was kerech Pesach Matzah Morer. So the Rabbanan of Hillel say no, Pesach Matzah Morer cannot be kerech. Why? Because you have two against one, you have the matzah more against the Pesach. I mean, and you have the Pesach and the more against the matzah. So melees. So when you have two against one, so then mitzvah is mevatle zuz. Mashein kein, if you have just one against one, matzah more together, then there is no deal. if you have one against one. So melee, according to the to Hillel, you can even have two against one and there is no bittul. But the Rambam passes like Rabbanon of Hillel. So melee, you cannot be kerech pesach matzah moreh, and he's kerech only matzah moreh keachas, matzah moreh keachas. And the passes like Rabbanon of Hillel. So that's very strange. First of all, if the Rambam passes completely like Rabbanon of Hillel, and in accordance with that Yerushalmi and Chalutari Kalev, so why does he mention Allah Chesed V'Razeh Shein Shom Kol Menachir? So Moneshech, if he passes like the Rabbanon of Hillel, so too he couldn't eat at the very outset. He couldn't eat at the very outset just matzeh more, because even according to the Rabbanon of Hillel, who say that mitzvahs in Vatazezu, but also more the Rabbanon Vatel matzeh deraitzeh, but he wouldn't be mechuyev to do three things. I mean, first the kazayis matzeh, and then the kazayis more than kerech. If he passes like Rabbanon of Hillel, so all he would have to do is first to eat matzeh and then to eat more, not the kerech. And the Rambam mentions in Aruch Haches that he first has to eat the kazayis matzeh, then the kazayis more, then kerech. So we see that the Rambam passes like the last piece of Gemara, that it's not muhre whether Aruch is like Rabbanon of Hillel or like him. So we can say like the Aruch Hashul. But one thing, I mean, is it can be explained. In other words, that the Rambam, when the Rambam says, first of all, in respect to the Shaila, why only matzen more, not pesach matzen more? So the Shaila the Rambam could be that even according to Hila, so all is to be understood not in the sense of on top of, but in the sense, as I said before, that how is to be understood in the sense of some, like how, okay, Shosu of Palimoy, in other words, so Samuch to Matzim Reim Yechlu. So what does it mean, Matzim Reim Yechlu? Matzim Reim Yechlu means, in other words, that the Matzim Reim has to be together, but the Pesach doesn't have to be together. That's the reason as to why the Rambam doesn't mention Pesach Matzim Reim. All right, so Kashi means one. From the Yerushalmi and Chalek order. So, and then, why does the Rambam give him an alternative? Why does the Moneshech, if he passes like Hillel, so why does he say, V'mochal matzeh b'fnei atzmi u'mor b'fnei atzmi? So if we say, now we saw, that there is a machlokes b'sheinim in regard to Hillel, whether Hillel requires dafke kerech, l'kube, or Hillel requires kerech only l'chatzile, so the Ramban shita is, that Hillel requires kerech Likube, and the Balamoya Shite is that Hillel requires Kerech only Lechatchile, and Teisa Shite is also that Hillel requires Kerech only Lechatchile. So the Shite Rambam could be like the Balamoya and Teisa, that Kerech is required according to Hillel only Lechatchile. And that's why he says, so first he says, V'hakach Kerech Matzul Moe Ke'achas, Unitabu V'chareis. So why does he first start with this alternative of eating matzah and morah together? Because maybe the halacha is like Hila. So maybe the halacha is like Hila, and according to Hila, and the Rambam agrees with the Balamoyer and says that Hila does not require kerach. The Aved, he only requires Kerech Lechatchile. So Mimele Lechatchile, he says, but the Rambam Shite in Hillel is that Al Matzim Reirem Yechlu does not mean on top of Matzim Reirem. But Somuch to Matzim Reirem, he should be the Kom Pesach. So that means that the Matzim Reirem have to be together. And the Kom Pesach has to be in Somuch to the Matzim Reirem. So that's why the Rambam says, because of Bechshoshe, maybe the Aloch is like Hillel, and according to Hillel, there is a Lechatchile of eating Kerech in the form of Kerech. And what does Kerech mean according to Hillel, according to Shitas Rambam? That Matzah and Morah have to be eaten together, but the Pesach does not have to be eaten together. The Pesach has to be eaten Somuch to the Matzah and the Melech Reirim, which are together. So Mimili says, V'akach Kerech Matzah Morah Ka'achas, V'mitabu V'chareis, V'mvor Boruch Hashem Kim Lachem Shem Zirat Zivonu, Alachil Asmatzah Tzimah Reirim Ve'ichlo. Zeichor. And then, he says, but suppose he cannot? He cannot eat together? So since it's only lechatchila, so he says, v'mochal matzah b'shmi'atzmi u'mor b'shmi'atzmi, suppose for some reason he cannot eat together. He cannot eat together. So, but it's not mi'atim. So if there is, if for some reason he cannot eat together, then it can be mikayim the mitzvah b'shmi'atzmi. It's only lechatchila. So that's why he mentions that as the second alternative. In other words, this is not the thing that has to be done chatzchile. But in case he cannot eat them together, so then there is another alternative. We mochal matzah b'atzmo or b'atzme. So we borech alze b'atzme. We alze b'atzme. And then, so that means that the Rambam really passes, as the Gemara says, has to eat by hilchase. So it is often when halacha is like Hillel, the halacha is like Rabbanon. But the Rambam agrees with the Baramoyer, he agrees with Baramoyer and takes it that Hillel requires Kerach only at Lechatchile, not the Eved. So maybe the Rambam too Lechatchile requires it. That's why he mentions the first thing, Kerach Matzamor, but not Pesach, because according to Hillel, so Al is to be understood in the sense of Samuch. Al, Samuch, to Matzah and Mor together. So it should be the combo. So maybe, but since it's only chatzilah, so if he can, if for some reason he cannot eat them together, so then there is another alternative. And then he mentions in Aruch Haches, "Bisman hazeh sheishav kol ma'achaya shemvor chamit yirachem yischit avarat atzma." All right, that will be enough for the day. But you please go over the Baramoyer and the Ramban Mechamis inside, and also the Gemara in Zvachim. Gemara in Zvachim Daf Ayin Ches, which starts, so a small piece of Gemara Daf Ayin Ches on the other. Omar Yishrokish, Apidu Banei Sabatomi Shibiru Lo Zeh Mi Zeh, Viroch Lom Potter, Yefshah Shlo Yar Benuno Chavele Mi Yavatlen. So Shema Mino Yisur Mi Vat Mi Zeh Zeh, and then, just that piece of Gemara, and then Daf Ayin Ches on the other, where the Gemara says, Upliti the Rabbelezer, the Omar Rabbelezer, Kishen Shemitzes Mi Vat Mi Zeh Zeh, כך הם יישאו מבט עם זה זו, מה נשאר מפלי, זו היא.
תשאף שיון הרי פסחים.
יש דיסקושן הזה של הרמב״ם. Now, we mentioned the various שיטות of Shevi. Now, so we have the שיטה of the Baramoyer, yeah? And the Baramoyer has the Gilse. Of Haytane, Elam Ravasha, Haytane Tane Diru, Boga Katonu, Yochin, Lo Yitzibon Chavosi, Yelam Kibjei Chom, Yitzachas Veichot, Kidera Shiru Veichot, Tom Lema, Amaz Yitzhiru, Yichlu, Achtu Zeh Bifni Atzmei, Vite Bifni Atzmei. So according, that's the Gilsa of Balamoria. So that means according to Balamoria, so according to Hillel, you can be Yitzhiru the Eved, you can Yitzhiru the Eved even without care. And Kirach is only the Chatzchila. Kirach is only the Chatzchila. Now, in the Baramoya Shita is that according to the Rabbonon, so you can only be Mikhaim the Mitzvah if it is Zebif Me'atzme, Zebif Me'atzme. And if it is not Zebif Me'atzme, Me'atzme, or the Kirach, you're not Mikhaim the Mitzvah according to the Rabbonon in the Eved. Why? Because the Rabbonon hold Mitzvah is Mivatla in Zuezu. It's Mivatla in Zuezu. Then we have the Shita of the Milchamis, the Ramban. He holds that according to Hillel, so Kirach is Me'aki, Ramatz is Mbeli Michlu, so it is Me'aki. And according to the Rabbonon, the Rambam says, so it doesn't make any difference whether it is Aldi Kirach or Shali Aldi Kirach, because the Rabbonon also agree with Hillel's deed that Mitzvah is in the Vatra is Rezu. The only thing is, Hillel holds that there is a chiyuv dafke al dekerach, al matzim ben yichlu, and the Rabbonim say there is no chiyuv dafke al dekerach. So you can carry the mitzvah according to Rabbonon, either way, if there is not even a lechatchila according to Rambam. According to Hillel, the Rambam says, so kirach is miyak, kirach is miyak. Now then, we have, so the Rashbam shite, The Rashbam Shite appears to be that there is a machleket between. Now, what's the Rashbam Shite in regard to Hillel? So the Rashbam doesn't say anything. But it's mashma, since he doesn't say, so it's mashma that the Rashbam Shite in regard to Hillel is like the Rambam, that Jerich is Naki, because the Pashtus of the Rosh Hashanah is like that. Omro aval hil sheikir ke basacha veichot shenema amatzis of verim yechlu, so the Pashtus Haloshi indicates that it's Naki. But the Rishayim, you say that it's not Naki, so they say it, and since the Rashbam doesn't say anything, so it's more mashma that Rashbam Shite is in regard to Hillel like the Rambam, that Kerech is Naki. But in regard to the Rabbanon, so according to the Rashbam, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Ravash. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, so the Rabbanon of Hillel hold that Dafke Zevit Neatzme, Zevit Neatzme. But I'll be Kerech, so is not Kerech at all. So the Rashbam says, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, come on, the three are born with Gamra, let's make it. Even the Eved is not the kind of mitzvah. Why? Because Rabbi Yechanan holds that according to the Rabbanon, so mitzvah is in battle is Zuezu. If mitzvah is in battle is Zuezu, so it's not the kind of mitzvah. But according to Rabashi, he says, the Rabbanon did Rai say, made a healer, the Kirichanam is Shakodom, that's in accordance with Rabashi, so he tells the Rai say. So he says, the Kirichanam is Shakodom, but, and the Rashbam says, Umiyu Chelkin Olo, so we have to say that according to the Rashbam Shite is that according to Rav Ashe, so the Rabbanon hold, so the Rabbanon hold that it isn't Zebif Neatzmei, Zebif Neatzmei, but Lechatchila it has to be Zebif Neatzmei. He said, "Bifnei Atzmei." Teisus also says the same thing. That according to the Rabbanon, so the Chatchilim has to be said Bifnei Atzmei. But the Eved is good even while the Kera. The Rabban Shite is that according to the Rabbanon, there is not even the Chatchilim that it has to be said Bifnei Atzmei. He said Bifnei Atzmei. Both are equally good. In other words, Kera is good the Chatchilim and said Bifnei Atzmei. Bifnei Atzmei is good the Chatchilim, but from the Rashbam, according to the Rashbam, we have to say that the Rabbanon of Hillel holds, according to Rabash, I'll leave it the Rabbanon of Hillel. So the Eved, it is good even while the Kerech, because Rabbi Yechan holds that even the Eved it's not good. But according to Rabash, so the Eved is good al the Kerech. The Eved is good al the Kerech. But Lechatchile, it should be Zevit Neat, Zevit Neat. Now, what is the Shinas Rambam? The Shita, the most confusing Shita is the Shita of the Rambam. So we mentioned that the Rambam, in discussing the Seder, Bizman HaBayis, so the Rambam says, V'hakach kerech matzo morek achas, nintabu b'chareset, umibor yabor uchata nishem rekinu melachot, asher kishon tzitza mitzvon lachil asmatzah sumreven veil. So that's like Hillel, except that he only mentions Matzul Moed, not Pesach Matzul Moed. So in other words, so the Shittas HaRambam, could be like the Rishayim, who say that Hillel only says that Matzul Moed have to be Biyacha, but Pesach Matzul Moed not. I mean, that to Nisroi is not good. Kilo Yisrael Hillel, for your Kirch Matzul Moed, one Nusche. And the other Nusche is, for your Kirch Pesach Matzul Moed. So the Shittas HaRambam, is that Hillel is only Mechayev Matzah Mor, but not Pesach Matzah Mor. Why? Because Al has the meaning of Antapo, Ve'if Yevi Palohoretz, or Kimei HaShomayim Palohoretz, there it means Antapo, and it also, Al also has the meaning of Sobuch, like Yehi Choso Al Talgumoyim, so it doesn't mean that the tree is mamish, planted in the water, it means near the water. So apparently, now, so many say that that's the machlekes. So the machlekes between Hillel and the Rabbanon. Hillel understands
the Almaty Subhanahu Yachlu in the sentence of Antapo. Antapo. So if according to Hillel, so the Pshat of Almaty Subhanahu Yachlu is Antapo. So then we have to say Pesach Matzuma, that the one is Mechuyev according to Hillel to eat all the three in the form of Terach. Al, so this Al Matzim Reirim, the Pesach should be eaten on top of Matzim Reirim. That means a sandwich of Pesach Matzim Mor. But in the Rabbanon say that Al has the meaning of Mriya, not on top. But according to Hillel, it means a top. But those who say that Hillel is only Mechayim, that Matzim Morim should be together, not Pesach Matzah Umoher. So we have to say that even according to Hillel, so the Al means near. So what does it mean? Somuch to Matzah Semrerim. So that means Matzah Semrerim have to be together. But the Pesach has to be Somuch to the Matzah Semrerim that have to be together. So that's why it, so even according to Hillel, so there is no chiyuv of making the kerach of Pesach Matzah Moreh. The chiyuv is only of Matzah Moreh. All right, that's one. But the Rambam here in Perek Ches Halacha Vav seems to pass like here. Vatich kerach Matzah Moreh achas umtalu b'chareses umvorim vov chatzal shom tivlo. Ashon tizam tivam lachilas matzah sumreirim veich. And then, but then it says, "V'imochal matzah b'vinat mor b'vinatzmi, v'imochal z'vinat al z'vinatzmi." So it appears as if the Rambam is giving everyone a choice. He can do it like Hillel, and he can do it like Rabbanon. I mean, that's right. And then, but in Halacha Ches, so he says, "V'ma zeh sheishem kol mach, sheishem shekom, achas v'imochal mitzvah lachem, chizor v'imochal achlas matzah, v'chizor v'imochal achlas moreh, umvat v'imochal chizor, v'chizor v'imochal matzah moreh." So it's that Gemara has to eat my hilchasa loy kila. So in other words, it is not muhre whether the aloch is like kila like rabbanon. But before he said v'hakach tuyach matzah moreh kachas. So this is what the Rambam means, because the Rambam is alzeu kila mikol mokim zeh asid al edayik. Monefshech, if you, first of all, the kasha of the Rambam is why does it pass like kila when the Gemara says that there is no achoye whether the aloch is like kila. Or the halachic like Rabbanon. And then, assuming that he does pass on like Hillel, so why does he say v'imochal matzah b'vinatzmo umor v'nachmi? And why does he say in Halacha Ches bizman hazeh she'ein shom korban achas v'vorech hamitzah lechem chizuk v'achlas matzah and then morir and then all the three things he has to do? That's only because we don't know whether the halacha is like Hillel or like Rabbanon, because had we been sure that Allah is like Hillel, so he would have to do two things. First matzah and then kerach, not first matzah and then morer, then kerach. So we see that the Rambam passes that it's not muche. That's the geo of the Rambam. So we say last time that it could be that the Shittas Rambam is like, as the Gemara says, I mean, it's definitely like the Gemara says, because the Rambam in Halacha Ches mentions the din of the Gemara that he has bizman hazeh, he has to do three things, matzah, then moreh, then kerach. But he agrees with the shite of the Balamoy, and they say that even according to Hillel, so kerach is not l'ikume, it's only l'chatchil. So the mail of the Rambam says, V'hakach kirech matzu moreh kiachas. V'hakach kirech matzu moreh kiachas. Two, there is a sophic whether the halacha is like kira, or the halacha is like the Rabbonon. There is a sophic, but even according. So he can make kirech of matzu moreh. Because even if the halacha is like the Rabbonon, so on one hand, the Rambam agrees with the shita of the Balaam Moyeya that the whole din of Kerach is only lechatchila according to him. The Eved it's not miyak. der ist Nachmach. On the other hand, he agrees with the Shita of the Ramban in Chameis, that according to the Rabbonos, that the Rabbonos of Hillel also agree with Hillel, that mitzvah sin vato is uezu. So in Meila he says, v'hakach kerech matzu morer, ki achas, bizman ha-bayis. So then both the Rabbonon and Hillel agree that inasmuch as both are mitzvahs deraise, so is a mitzvah mevatel zu ezu. So it's keach matzu more keachas. So it be it according to the to Hillel, be it according to Rabbonon. So for then the question of Isaiah, so Isaiah is saying v'mochel matzu b'fnei atzmo u'mor b'fnei atzmei v'mor hazeh b'fnei atzmei. So he said last time that could be the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam, in view of the fact that the Rambam doesn't say he can do one of two things. The Rambam doesn't say v'raka oy shehu kirach matzu mor keachas oy shehu eichel matzu b'fnei atzmei u'mor b'fnei atzmei. He doesn't say it like that. He doesn't express it that way. But he says v'rakach kirach matzu mor keachas. So what's the preferable way? Kirach. Why? Because maybe that work is like Hillel. So, and according to Hillel, so the whole apokas of Chatzchile, he has to do it that way. But then he says, v'mochal matzu b'fnei atzmei u'mor b'fnei atzmei. Suppose for some reason he cannot do it. Biyak. For some reason. So let him v'chol apokas be mikayim the ikar ha-mitzvah v'derech. So he says, v'mochal. The preferable way is to do it al v'dekerech in order to fulfill the l'chatzchile of Hillel. But v'yim ochal matzah b'fnei atzmei u'mor b'fnei atzmei, so then mivorich al zeh b'fnei atzmei b'fnei atzmei. But if for some reason he cannot eat both together, the same, he must eat each one separately. Let him eat each one separately. So it still be mikayim v'ikar mitzvah d'ere, even al lived Hillel, because the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Baal HaMoyer and Teisves that kerach according to Hillel is only chatzchile. So that's very good in the Rambam. Now, the Gemara, our Gemara, says that even the Rabbonim of Hillel, who say that mitzvah say mivatle, and even Hillel, who says that mitzvah say mivatle zu ezu, so that's only both are on the same level. But if one is a mitzvah deraisa, and one is a mishus, or a mitzvah Rabbonim, so from the point of view of the Ramban, it's also a mishus. So then it is mivatel. So mishus is mivatel. That's why this man hazeh, where matzeh is the raiseh and morer is the rabbonon. So then it is mivatel. It is mivatel even a little bit of even a little bit. This is what the Gemara says. Now the Yerushalmi, which according to the, I mentioned last time, the Yerushalmi house, the Talmud house. So, that Yerushalmi, according to the Pshat of the Tzimeshe, so says the antithesis, just the reverse. The Yerushalmi Chale, the Tradition of Chale, that's right after the first. It's Aloch Aleph. The Yerushalmi is classified according to the Mishnah, which are called Aloches. So, in Aloch Aleph, just on the second daf in the Yerushalmi, the Tradition of Chale. So the Yerushalmi says as follows. Hillel Azokon, Hoyokeleh Shloshton Keach. In other words, so that seems contrary to the Shittes of Sheni, who say that Hillel was only Mechayev Matzah U'mor. Rambam Shita appears like that. And not Pesach Matzah. Hillel Azokin no Yokeleh Shloshton Keach. Omer Rabbi Yechane, Chluki Malil Azok. Now, here it's also Rabbi Yechane mentioned. And the members are similar. Here Rabbi Yechane, Babi, Rabbi Yechane says, Omer Rabbi Yechane, Chilki no lo vchavei ro balio. The Tanya, here the Yerushalmi says, uses this as similar Lashon, a little different. Omer Rabbi Yechane, Chilki malil azok. Chilki malil azok. So what does it mean? So that we mention. The Mishnah explains it. It means mamesh what the Rabbi Yechanan says in the Bible. In other words, the Rabbanon, Achili, can he?
So the Yerushalmi is the Kashim. How can we say that Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon says that the Rabbanon, Achili, can he? Go Rabbi Yechon, if the Rabbanon, Achili, can he? So then the Alokhe should be like the Rabbanon. Go Rabbi Yechon, Kirech, Chmatz, Umar. So in other words, so Rabbi Yechon acted out, he will cheat. So the Yerushalmi gives to Tehut. Come, the first parity, come with man bitami, come with shasamigdosh, we come with shaloi bishasamigdosh. That's the first parity. I mean, I'm explaining it according to the pshat of the Tanaish. In other words, when was Hillel, in other words, when does Rabbi Yechon say, chluki mal hiru azokim, the Daloch is not like Leo Azokim, because everybody is Ilikan Leo Azokim. So that is Mount Bitami.